Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to a very special edition of IMS Radio. That's because Paul Douglas is not here, and anytime he's not here, it makes it a very special edition. So you guys can thank me for that later. Obviously, one of the biggest and most hottest topics in college sports right now is conference realignment. It's not done. It's getting heated up even crazier than it's been. Because I think the ACC is about ready to implode. Everybody thinks that, not just me, obviously. But we have a thread on the Maryland.247sports.com message board and on the premium forum about conference realignment. There's tons of YouTube videos about this. Other shows like ours that are very specific to different teams around the country. I've seen a lot from FSU and Clemson and North Carolina and all over the place. Many different YouTube videos talking about this. There's obviously experts, insiders posting things on Twitter, X. And then there's other articles and various things. And I've been completely absorbed with this and I've kind of developed my thoughts about what might happen. And so I thought I'd share that with you guys. You guys can tell me if you think I'm wrong or if you think I'm right, but I'm going to dig into it. And then you guys let me know, is this a good prediction? Am I way off base? Is it just derivative of everything else? Who knows? But here we go. And as you know, I love my spreadsheets. I love my visual aids. So here we go. We've got a spreadsheet again. And the first thing I'm going to do is show you how we are going to be looking in 2024. And this shows all the movements that are going to be happening in 2024, where everyone's going to be. Teams that are highlighted in green, and that light green are teams that are moving that are going to be in a new place in 2024. So you can see the big, obviously, Big Ten took the four huge pack, whatever pack 8, 10, 12, 14 schools, now the pack two, we'll just call them the pack. They took the four schools from the pack, Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington, the four sort of middle level schools in terms of brand went to the Big 12, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah. And then you've got Cal and Stanford who joined the ACC, which is so strange. The Atlantic Conference, two Pacific teams, and then SMU is joining them as well. You, of course, have Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC. All of these monumental moves leaving the basically no more Pac 12, 14, whatever you want to call it. Conference USA is getting a new school as well, Kennesaw State. They're coming up from FCS to FBS. And so that's what it's going to look like in 2024. I don't think that's going to change because even if announcements are made in the next few months, which I think is going to happen at least by this summer, big announcements are going to be made. I think everyone's going to be in this formation for this next season. 2025, a whole other story. We'll get to that. So what's next? 2025, this is what we look like. a couple of known changes as of right now that are confirmed to be happening. UMass is going to be going from independent into the MAC. That's one thing that's happened. And then Delaware is going to be coming up from FCS up into FBS. So those two are definitely happening. I believe that's the only two we know for sure that are happening. But then I think by this summer, and maybe even in the next 2-3 months before it even gets to summer, announcements are going to be made. ESPN, we've heard and we found out, everyone has found out through FSU's lawsuit against the ACC that ESPN has an opt-out of their contract with the ACC. And they have to exercise that opt-out by February 2025. And the opt-out is not until 27, but they have to exercise it by February 2025, which means by 11 months from now, they have to decide whether they're going to continue that contract or not. And they control it, the ACC doesn't. So that's a really big deal. Within the next 11 months, there's going to be some kind of major announcement about that. And what I believe is going to happen because of the lawsuits with Florida State and Clemson, I think North Carolina might be joining pretty soon here as well. The biggest brands in the ACC, this lawsuit, they want to get out very badly. And I believe what's going to happen is that ESPN is going to try and protect those brands. Yes, negotiations are hostile. It happens a lot in negotiations in all walks of life and in sports. Think about when players and teams have heated, very hostile negotiations. Think about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Very hostile negotiations. At some points, people thought he was going to be gone. Instead, he signs. Everything's fine. He goes on to become MVP. The Ravens almost make the Super Bowl, right? So you can have these situations where during negotiations, people are saying crazy things, attacking each other. But once it's over, they work together again. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think Florida State and Clemson and the Big Ten are all flirting with each other. And I think it could happen. But I think ESPN is going to try and protect their biggest brands. They're going to say, all right, rather than lose them entirely to Fox, rather than lose all these biggest brands so that we don't have their television rights anymore, let's facilitate something so that we can move them into the SEC and maintain the television rights. I think that's what's going to happen. And I think four schools are going to go. I think there's five schools that could be in contention for this, possibly a sixth because of political stuff within one of the states. But I think there's five main schools that could be in contention for this. And so we'll switch now to tab number one. Here's the first thing. The first thing I think is going to happen: Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, and Virginia are going to announce that they're going to be moving to the SEC. It might not be Virginia. It could be Miami. Miami, I think, is a bigger brand. However, from the SEC's point of view, if Florida State comes in, they'll have two schools already in the state of Florida. Virginia is an entirely new state for them. They don't need every school that comes in to be elite programs like Florida State and Clemson. They've already got eight of them. Somebody's got to lose games. So they bring in an entirely new state. And yes, new states, new markets still do matter. I know that streaming, that percentage is changing, but there's still something like 75 million households in the country that have cable. Okay, television markets still do matter, and that percentage might change and might continue to change, and it might become less and less important. It still is important, and I think always will be important, the markets and the population sizes of various states and things. I think that's always going to matter, at least to some degree. In addition, the SEC has a lot of pride in their region. They want to be the conference of the Southeast. Virginia is a Southeastern state. And I think they would very much like to get North Carolina and Virginia and sort of complete that map. They'd have it entirely covered. Virginia also brings academics to the extent that the SEC cares. I don't know they care that much, and maybe not very much at all, and certainly not as much as the Big Ten, but I still think it helps the prestige of the conference a little bit. And of course, the basketball is pretty good for Virginia. It's not as good as it was, you know, five-ish years ago. But they bring in other sports as well that are very good, good baseball, which the SEC cares about, all these other small things. I know the football is not good, but I think all those other things combined for the SEC would make I think they'd rather have Virginia than Miami. ESPN might want Miami, but I think there may be some compromises going on there with the SEC and the ESPN. It could be Miami, though, but I think four schools, these are the four I chose because of that. Once that happens, I don't think it's the Big Ten is going to make the next move. I think it's the Big 12 is going to make the next move, because in the ACC, you have a whole bunch of programs left here who are good programs, good solid programs, many that are in the top 25 on a somewhat regular basis, some that have incredible history, like Miami. Georgia Tech does as well. It's a very old history. Syracuse and Pitt have histories that are a little bit older. They're kind of similar to Maryland in that regard. But I think the Big 12 is going to swoop in and take four schools, and it's going to make a lot of sense to them to flush out. You've got Cincinnati, you've got West Virginia in that little area kind of by themselves, and I think it would make a lot of sense for them to fill out that area of the country. And so the next step that I think is going to happen, I think you're going to see Louisville, Miami, NC State, and Virginia Tech be swooped up by the Big 12. Now, if Miami goes to the SEC, like I said, maybe could happen. I don't even know that Virginia gets into this Big 12 equation here. It could be Pitt, because it brings in a new state for them. Whereas if they're bringing in Virginia Tech, that all this stuff I was talking about, the states and the markets before, you're getting Pitt, a new market, a new state, as opposed to bringing in Virginia Tech, which is the same state. But you've got Cincinnati, West Virginia. Imagine adding Louisville, NC State, Virginia Tech, and maybe a Pitt to that. That's a really nice contingent of teams with like really good rivalry games, which would all garner a lot of interest television-wise. But in this case, because I have Virginia going to the SEC, they take Miami. That seems like a no-brainer for the Big 12. You've got UCF on an island out there, down there in Florida. Now they'd have a pairing for travel, especially for maybe for non-revenue sports. You go down and you play two games against UCF in Miami. I think either way, though, the Big 12 takes four. They get to 20. And then you're left with some interesting situations. The ACC has collapsed. There's eight schools there. And I think they start looking around and saying, what are we going to do? Oregon State and Washington State, they've already got to be seeing the writing on the wall. The Big 12 hasn't taken them yet. Well, now at this point, you know, they're going to see with writing on the wall. And most importantly, I think Notre Dame finally sees the writing on the wall. I think Notre Dame says, we cannot get left out of this. They're even starting to fall behind money-wise to the Big Ten teams. I think the payouts, I saw a graphic where the payouts were slightly more for the Big Ten teams than Notre Dame as it is right now, something in the 5 to 10 million range. But when you add in the college football playoff now, the way those are split up, Big Ten teams are going to be making something like another 10 or 15 million more than Notre Dame is, at least that. You add that up, and now all of a sudden it's in the 20-ish million.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Range, and over the course of 4 or 5 years, it's 80-100 million. That starts to be a lot of money, plus access to the playoff, the access to a bye. I think Notre Dame finally says, okay, we've got to jump on board. And so I think the next step then is for Notre Dame to come in with a school that's a rivalry of theirs that was rumored during the last wave of expansion when the PAC schools came in. There's one more market out there on the West Coast, huge market that the Big does not have. And yes, the market issue, I think, still does matter. As I talked about, Big still cares about academics, and who better for that than Stanford, which is an A school. It gets the market. I know the football's not good, but you bring them in as a rivalry with Notre Dame, the two schools together, academically boost the academic consortium, the research stuff that the Big Ten does. It helps the markets. And of course, Notre Dame is the golden cow, right? Is the cash cow of what's left. And the Big Ten then sits at 20 with those schools. And I think at that point, there's not a lot of room and not a lot of movement at that point that's going to happen after that, because which schools are really going to move the needle for the Big Ten and the SEC? Not many. Which are going to move the needle for the Big 12? Not many. So at that point, you might reach a little bit of stability in terms of those three conferences, at least for a little while. Beneath that, though, you've got the PAC and the ACC. Now, wonder, what do they do? Cal looks around in the ACC and says, wait a second, what's going on here? Now we're really isolated. Thousands of miles from our closest conference rival, which is SMU, and then another 1,000-plus miles to anybody else. I think Cal says, this does not make sense for us. At that point, I think they go back with Oregon State and Washington State and say, you know, we're a West Coast school. We need to be in a Western conference. I think they start talking with the Mountain West. I think the ACC says, we still got a little something here with the seven remaining schools. There's some schools with history, like I said. They start to backfill with the American. SMU already came from there, the American Athletic. And so I think the final step kind of looks like this, where the ACC backfills with those nine American schools to get the 16. Cal, Oregon State, Washington State merge with the Mountain West, and maybe they call it the PAC whatever again, whatever they want to call it, or maybe they call it the Mountain West, I don't know, but something to that conference forms. And it's actually not a bad conference. It's them and the ACC form. It's an argument over who's number four there. They may even be better. The remaining schools from the American that didn't get into that newly formed ACC end up in Conference USA down there. It's Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, and North Texas. And maybe you see things if this all does flush out this way. You've got UMass in the MAC there. You've got UConn. You've got UConn as an independent, and they're in the Big East for all the other sports, which makes a lot of sense for them. But maybe they look at the MAC and say, hey, could we become an affiliate member just for football? And that makes sense for them. They would sit there with UMass as a rival. Buffalo's not too far away. And then before you get into the rest of the MAC schools in Ohio and Michigan and Indiana and Illinois. And Army and Navy are independents. Navy came from the American. Maybe it makes sense for the ACC to keep Army and Navy around, right? Wouldn't that rivalry game, if you look at what's left there, that game would be the most marketable game they had in their entire schedule. So maybe it makes sense to keep them around. And they fit in with the level of quality of the eight new schools. So maybe they keep them around too, something to that effect. But the major movements of what happens with the SEC and the Big and the Big 12 and the collapse of the ACC and how they backfill, the merging of the PAC and the Mountain West, that's my prediction of how I foresee it playing out. You end up with eight conferences left and probably a restructuring of how the college football playoff works at that point, how the payouts work, who gets in, who gets automatic bids, and all that kind of stuff. But that's my prediction. That's what I see happening. You guys can tell me if you think I'm wrong, if I'm way off base here. Florida State's definitely going to the Big. Maybe a lot of people think that, which would completely blow up this entire this entire prediction here. So that's one thing for sure that could happen. But this is kind of my prediction, how I see it happening. You guys let me know what you think. Tell me and I'm an idiot, or maybe you agree with me. Either way, it's a lot of fun to think about, a lot of fun to predict. And I hope you guys enjoyed the video. This is IMS Radio.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.